you know, I remember when I was pastor of a church, I invited a friend who was also a pastor to come and share how God called him to be a pastor. I will never forget what he said. He told us in the church he had been a farmer, and he had inherited the farm from his father, and his father had inherited it from his father. This was a farm that had been in the family for generations. And he said, you know, when God called me to be a pastor, I realized I would have to let go of the farm. He said, I loved farming. And he was a dairy farmer, so he had many cows. And he said, I loved my cattle. I loved those cows. And he described to us the day the lorries came to take away his cattle that had been sold. He said, I watched the cattle go and the tears were running down my cheeks. But he was willing to leave his nets to follow Christ's call. And he doesn't regret it. He's a wonderful pastor and God is using him. But he was willing to obey Christ's call. I wonder, are we? I wonder what nets we are holding onto. They left their nets and followed him. They were willing to release and let go. Do you know one of the things I have found in my Christian life? Sometimes we let go of the nets. And then some years later, we go back again and we lift them up. Have you ever done that? And I wonder, is the Lord Jesus saying to us tonight, let go. Let go. Follow me. You see, it's about releasing and letting go, isn't it? When I was much younger, there was a very famous singer. He had the most incredible name. I wonder, have you ever heard of him? Now, wait, if you think the name Fanta is strange, just wait till you hear this. Engelbert Humperdinck. That was his name. Anybody ever heard of Engelbert Humperdinck? Yeah, thank you. Do you remember his most famous song? Please release me, let me go. You ever hear that? Sorry for my singing, Joseph. Not as good as yours. Please release me, let me go. And you know, I think sometimes the Lord Jesus says to each one of us, let go of the nets. Let go. They're holding you back. Follow me. Follow me. You see, thirdly and finally, being a Christian isn't just about relating. It's not just about releasing. It's about reaching. What do I mean by reaching? Well, what is this incident on the left? What's Jesus doing? Washing the feet of the disciples. Who usually did that work? Pardon? Yeah, the servant or the slave. Now remember, Jesus is the rabbi, the teacher. And here he is doing the work of a slave, a servant. That's a strange kind of leader, isn't it? Usually leaders are bossing people around. But Jesus is a leader with a difference. Many leaders will say, I would never wash someone's feet. I would never do the work of a servant. But Jesus did. Do you remember what he said? The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. This is our Jesus, friends. He came to serve. He was reaching. He was reaching. He was going the extra mile. He was being generous. He was being compassionate. He was giving his best. I think that's a good way to express what I mean by reaching, giving our best. This man, bottom left, was a famous athlete. His name was Derek Redmond. He was running for Great Britain in the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. He was tipped to win a medal in the 400 meters final. The race began, and Derek Redmond started well. And then, not very long into the race, he pulled up in terrible pain and fell to the ground. Something had gone in one of his legs. He was in agony. You can see the pain on his face. Dreadful pain. What did he do? He got up and he kept going. He couldn't run because of the injury, but he started hobbling, like in terrible pain. And then out of the crowd came a man. There he is. And some of the stewards tried to stop him, but it was his father. And his father came and put his arm around him and helped him finish the race. Way, way behind all the other athletes. He didn't win a gold or a silver or a bronze, but he finished the race, folks. And when he was interviewed afterwards, he was asked, "Why didn't you just give up?" He said, "I didn't come here to give up. I came here to finish the race." He gave his best. He was reaching. Dear friends, that's what Jesus called you to do and me to do. To be people who give our best for him. Now, honestly, I want us to be really, really honest before God. At this point in our Christian lives, are we giving our best? Or are we giving second best to Jesus? I don't know if any of you have read this book, but it was a book written by Jimmy Carter. Anybody tell us who he is? Jimmy Carter? Yeah, a former president of the United States of America. The book he wrote is called Why Not the Best? Why Not the Best? And in that book, he describes how he applied to work in the Navy of the United States, aboard a nuclear submarine. But before you could work on a nuclear submarine, you had to be personally interviewed by a very famous admiral called Admiral Rickover. And Jimmy Carter describes being interviewed by Admiral Rickover. This is what Jimmy Carter said in that book. "I had applied for the nuclear submarine program, and Admiral Rickover was interviewing me for the job. It was the first time I had ever met him. We sat in a large room, and he let me choose the subjects he wanted to discuss. Very carefully, I chose those about which I knew most at the time: current events, seamanship, music, literature, naval tactics, electronics. And the Admiral began to ask me a series of questions. In each instance, he soon proved that I knew very little about the subject I had chosen. He always looked straight into my eyes. He never smiled. I was saturated with cold sweat. Finally, he asked me a question, and I thought I could redeem myself. He said, "Carter, how did you stand in your class at the Naval Academy?" I was going to say, "Sir, I stood 59th in a class of 820. And I did say that. I stood 59th in a class of 820. I sat back to wait for the congratulations. But the congratulations never came. Instead, he asked me a question. "Carter, did you do your best?" I was going to say yes, sir, but then I remembered who I was talking to. And so I said, "No, sir, I didn't always do my best." He looked at me for a long time. He turned his chair around to end the interview. And then he asked me one final question, which I have never been able to forget or answer. The Admiral said to me, "Why not? Why not? Why did you not give your best?" Good question, friends, isn't it? And I wonder, when you and I stand before the Lord Jesus, will we stand as men and women, young people, who have given him our best, who have followed him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? And why should we give our best? Someone may ask. Well, can I answer that? Because God gave his best for each one of us. Jesus gave his best. What is the most famous verse in the Bible? John, exactly. John chapter 3, verse 16. And how does it start? "God so loved the world that he gave his best." He gave his best. His only Son. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his best. We see that at the cross. Surely, out of gratitude, we want to give our best to him and for him. Jesus says, in June 2017, he says to each one of us here at this family camp, "Follow me." It's about relating. It's about releasing, letting go of the nets. It's about reaching, giving our best to the one who's given his best for each one of us. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we cannot thank you enough for giving your best. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were willing to die for us on the cross. In the power of your Holy Spirit, help us, each one of us, to be the best and to give our best to you and for you. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.